what we ought to do. In a fully deterministic system, we can get a clear conclusion of what an action an agent is going to take given the circumstances. Because of that, we can say that given a situation O, A, we ought to take action B. And then there is a clear and certain action given a certain situation. In a non-deterministic system, then we can get instead probabilities for different outcomes. Such as 90% probability for action B, 10% probability for action C. This is not a deterministic system in the sense that we cannot predict whether or not decision B or C will be taken in situation A, but still we can say that most of the time decision B will be taken. It is the by far most likely outcome and often in effect, while some actions are hard to predict, in other cases it is very easy to predict what the outcome is going to be because it's very, very unlikely some other action is going to be taken. The action by humans is of course to a large extent determined by our evolutionary past when we were hunter-gatherers and also long before that. But evolution is a very slow process. It takes a lot of time for DNA to change to the environment. But there is actually other things that can change a lot faster, and that is culture. Some cultures will be better adapted for their environment than other cultures. And because of that, we can make a conclusion of what people ought to do eventually given a certain environment, because people will be forced more or less to adapt their behavior to the new environment, or they will perish. And if they perish, that will be the end of that. So the reason you find yourself alive now is because humanity did adapt to the environment enough. And because of that, we have certain instincts, certain drives, and this is both cultural and genetical, that we are to some extent, of course not nearly as we could have been, adapted to survive and reproduce. On a societal level, we can also reach conclusion on how we ought to order society, because if we deviate too much from that, then our society will be unstable and the whole thing will be crashing down. So say we want to have a very liberal society with very little social control and let the people do what they want. In that case, some people will use these freedoms to establish themselves as the new rulers, and over time a new elite will emerge that will be able to use the freedom given to them to work within the system and eventually gain control over the new society. And because of that, we can draw the conclusion that an overly liberal society cannot last too long, because it will give people the freedoms to simply change their society. Furthermore, if we do not have criminal gangs and similar under control, then we will end up with small-scale violence and control, such as gangs extorting businesses and forcing them to pay taxes to them instead of paying the taxes to the government. If we instead go too far when it comes to controlling people, we become overly controlling and control everything top down, including the entire economy, then that will also weaken the society, because then society will become very inefficient and you will not do well in a military confrontation.